Now, will you notice, I come to verse 9, and I'm going to turn to a message that I have in the back of the second volume on the shape of things to come, because we are now given a physical description of the New Jerusalem. And we are told here in verse 9, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, the appearance of this city is the quintessence of beauty, refined loveliness, and uncontrolled joy. Lofty language describes her merits, and descriptive vocabulary is exhausted in painting her portrait, and the contemplation of her coming glory is a spiritual tonic for those who grow weary on the pilgrim journey down here. The New Jerusalem is really a post-millennial city, and that sounds strange coming from me, I'm sure, for she does not come into view until the end of the millennium and the beginning of eternity. Now, this city was evidently in the mind of Christ when he said, I go to prepare a place for you. But the curtain does not rise upon the scene of the heavenly city until earth's drama has reached a satisfactory conclusion. Earth's sorrow is not hushed until the endless ages begin. Now, the New Jerusalem will be to eternity what the earthly Jerusalem is to the millennium. The earthly Jerusalem does not pass away, but it takes second place in eternity. Righteousness reigns in Jerusalem. It will dwell in the New Jerusalem. Imperfection and rebellion exist even in the millennial Jerusalem. Perfection and the absence of sin will identify the heavenly city. Just as a king's queen is of more importance than the place of his government, thus the New Jerusalem transcends the city of earth. This will cast no reflection on the earthly city, nor will it cause her inward pain. She can say in the spirit of John the Baptist, she that hath the bridegroom is the bride. Now, will you notice here, the New Jerusalem is the eternal abode of the church. The New Jerusalem is the home of the church. It's the hometown of the church. This is a city toward which the church is journeying as she pitches her tent in that direction. Now, we're to look at this home, and we're given the architect's blueprint here in this 21st chapter. Come hither, he says, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, what follows is a description of the city. We have seen the psychological or the spiritual aspects of it that are wonderful, and to me more wonderful than these physical, but believe me, these are worth contemplating. Now, we must pause here to consider the relationship of the city to the citizens, the city proper to the church. Certainly, we are not to infer that the empty city without the citizens is the bride. The citizens are identified with the city in the next chapter. We are told about the citizens that are there. Those outside are identified here in chapter 21:8 as disfranchised. Although a distinction between the bride and the city needs to be maintained, it's the intent of the writer to consider them together. Now, this passage is a description of the adornments which reveals something of the love and worth that the bridegroom has conferred upon his bride.